The next individual, I'm not even sure the words that I would use to introduce him, but I can tell you that he has had quite an impact on our state convention already with all of our pre-convention activities that he's been involved with. He's been a lot of fun thus far. He is a board member of the National Federation of the Blind, and he is president of the NFB of New Jersey. Joe Ruffalo Jr., here is Joe with a report from our national office.
Heard the young man said, but keep moving. That's what my wife wants me to do. Keep moving out of the house. No. Whatever. You're in for a treat on Sunday at noontime because I won't be here. Hold on. Just finding my notes. I had to make a quick phone call. One of our members' wives is in the hospital, so just give me a second. This is my 35th experience as a national rep for the National Federation of the Blind. And I haven't gotten it right yet, so hopefully this will be the time that I do get it right. Whatever that means, it means. But it's great to be in a state where people don't give up, especially Cub fans. Don't give up, do you? And that's coming from a Met fan. Go Cubs. Go Cubs. You know, the one-minute speech for Cub fans. Cub fans know that losing is not the characteristic of a true Cub fan. Every day, Cub fans raise their expectations for a World Series championship. Cub fans can live the life they want as winners. Losing does not hold them back. Together with good pitching, flawless fielding, and timely hitting, the Cubs will be world champions.
Yeah.
I figured I'd start with that one. But I'm going to give you a welcome from President Mark Riccobono. He wished he could be here today. It is Maryland's convention this weekend. And I think there are, besides Illinois and Maryland, there are six other conventions going on this weekend. We are a very active group, aren't we? Absolutely. So I give you his greetings in this way. Let me see if I can get his voice down. I practice his voice. How you doing, everybody? How you doing? Now, if this is being streamed, hello, President Riccobono. Just kidding. No. But, you know, we have to have fun with life, too. Be serious when you need to be serious. Have some fun. But in all seriousness, President Riccobono wishes he could be here. Unfortunately, he could not. So, again, you're stuck with me, a Met fan, but I'm rooting for the Cubs. Watch tonight's game. Now, tonight's the banquet, and I know I'm in competition with the Cubs tonight. So, teasingly, I said to the president here, if I start my banquet speech and in the middle of what I'm saying, everybody goes, yeah, I know they're listening to the game and somebody got to run. And that's okay. That's okay. Let's see. You know, the National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You and you and you can have the life you want. Blindness does not need to hold you back. Together with the Federation, together with your state affiliate, together with your chapter, with your fellow members, together with your state agency, together with your willingness to learn and teach, together with love, hope, and determination, we transform dreams into reality. That is who we are. Some of the programs that I'm going to talk about today, one was going to be Bell, but you guys did such a great job this morning. Everybody here was for the Bell presentation this morning?
Yes.
Yes, no, yeah, most were. So I'm going to just skip over that for a moment. Might add that at the end because I heard one or two said no. You missed a good breakfast too, unfortunately. If I knew you weren't coming, I would have had your breakfast. Next time, tell me. But some of the activities we have at our National Center with money raised through some of the programs that we have, I'll talk about that later. One is the STEM program, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And that program is dear to my heart because STEM spelled backwards is METS. Remember that. Remember that. So we have a couple of STEM programs going on. One, we received a $1.5 million grant from the National Science Foundation to hold over it's a three-year grant, so it's $500,000 a year. And that grant, this past year, programs were held in Phoenix, San Francisco, and Minnesota. And that program, it's really a great program. Well, all our programs are great, we think. And it's only great because you guys participate in them. But this program had kids from ages, grades three through six. Could have been three through eight, depending on the school system. So those kids came, and their mentors were high school students, many of them who had done the program before. And their mentors were volunteers and teachers in those STEM fields. So you see the progression. One step, teaching another step, teaching another step. So that was held in three different areas. For the past 10 years, I think this is our 10th anniversary now. We started with Rocket On, and then they changed to U-Slam. This is the 10th anniversary of our summer programs at the center. These programs are funded through grants, through donations, through the PAC plan, all kinds of things. Students go to these programs. Airfare is taken care of. Housing is taken care of. And they go through the steps for science, technology, engineering, and math. I know the first program they did, they actually built a rocket and launched it. And it went up pretty far. And they got that rocket. It's in the Jacobus Tenbrick Library on display. They built bridges. They built boats. This past summer, they got water from one of the rivers or lakes down there and made undrinkable water drinkable by running it through the filters. They learned how to do that. You know, with a growing population on this planet, water and food could be the next big battlegrounds for us, not just for us, for those that live in our world. So we do waste a lot of food in this country. We do eat a lot of food in this country, unfortunately. So just be, you know, whatever. I'm sidetracking here too, but so many wonderful things. They've dissected sharks, and these are students who were told in their high school, you can't do science, you're blind, you can't do it, and they go to our camps, and lo and behold, they see a technique how it's done, and one girl from New Jersey went back to her school and says, I'm taking biology. I'm taking biology. And she had them call whoever she had to call, and she took biology. Not that she wanted to, she really hated biology, she said. She couldn't stand it. But she wanted to prove to herself and others that a blind person can do biology. So there's lots of stories like that. In the Braille Monitor, this past issue, I guess it's August, September issue, there's two young ladies in there. I know one of them went through the STEM program. I'm not sure if the other one did or didn't. But she talks about how she was told that she couldn't do math, forget about it, you can't do it. And she was persistent, And she raised her expectations so she can transform her dreams into reality. And now not only did she did math, she now works for Apple on the West Coast with a pretty good paying job. So it can be done. So those are two tremendous programs we have at our National Center. I talked about the Tenbrook Library. It is a research library dealing with blindness. It is not a medical research library. There's plenty of them around. This library stores the papers of Jacobus Tenbrook, our founder, writings from Dr. Jernigan. And one thing that they stressed is for all the affiliates, let me backtrack, all the chapters should send to the affiliate president, and then the affiliate president sends down to Anna Kresmar to archive. This organization believes in history, believes in saving records, and they got tons of them down there. So I always send my minutes and agenda. If I write a letter, and when I send it down to Anna, in the subject matter, I put archive, NFBNJ in the subject. And this way, God forbid if my computer crashes, I thought you saved it. I thought you saved it. Don't you have it? I don't have it. She has it. So we send all our constitutions down there, and that's very important to do. We need to have a history of who we are and why we do the things we do. So agendas go down there, flyers, whatever. At the Jernigan Institute, how many people have not been at our National Center? Everybody's been there? You haven't. Would you like to go? Then go. No, okay. It is our center. We own that. We, the members, own that. Now, guess how much mortgage is left on that building? Zero. We own it. We believe in owning it. We don't believe in paying all these mortgage payments and interest payments or whatever. We own that. It is our building. It's called, the biggest room in the new building is called Membership Hall. We're the members. If you haven't had a chance to get there, somehow get there. There's a lot of programs going on this summer. Check your emails. That's important to be on the NFB distribution list. I'm sure you get it through your president also. There's so many listservs out there. You can go crazy just trying to be on every one. But we are a diversified group. There's much to learn, and there's much to teach. I remember that was a question that came up at one of our seminars when I was a new president. Are you here to teach or are you here to learn? And of course, everybody talked about they're there to teach and whatever. And Dr. after three or four says, no, you're here to do both. You're here to teach and learn. You're here to gain the knowledge and to share. And he's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Independence Market. How many of you know that we have an Independence Market at the center?
Yeah.
Very good, very good. They've been expanding with their product line, and they're very helpful at the independent market. A lot of free literature. You need kernel books, which are short stories written by blind guys and gals about themselves or other blind guys and gals. So those are really good pocket-sized books to give out. Get some for your local library, school library, hand them to people. They really tell a good story. I think Debbie Kent Stein has a couple articles in there. I know Patty Chang does, and many, many others do too. So that's a great tool too. Like I said, a lot of great literature. We're changing a lot of the literature around to the new logo. There is lots of literature to be gotten there. Student information, deaf, blind, you name it, they have it. So please check them. How many know about the free white cane program?
Yes.
How many have you gotten your free white cane? Excellent. Now, it's free to you, and that's good. But through the PAC plan, we raise money so we can make it a free program. I'll talk about PAC in a little bit. So every 6 months, you can apply for a new white cane. Every 6 months, you can apply for one. What we do in New Jersey with our white cane list, we take that white cane list, and I look at it, and I sent it to our secretary, Brian, former secretary, Brian Mackey, who is our treasurer now, but he's on our white cane committee. And before he sends it out, we discuss it, and I cut and paste the list, send it to Brian, and on top of each name, I put a chapter president's name on top of there. That chapter president or a designee from the chapter makes a call to that person, a friendly call. My name is Joe Ruffalo. I see you got one of our free white canes, and congratulations. I'm glad you got a free white cane. Are there any questions? You start a conversation. Brian sends out a welcome letter, and the welcome letter has a link to the Nebraska Commission for the Blind, which many of our members are staff at this Nebraska Center. And they do a cane travel, how to use a cane getting into a car, what you use here, how do you go up, whatever. It's a really good training tool. Because what good is it to get a white cane and you don't know what it is, or you get it, and how do you use it, and it's whatever. So that's key. So he sends out a welcome letter, and it says, welcome to the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey's and the National Federation of the Blind's White Cane Free Pro, whatever he says. In several days, you'll be receiving a call from a member in your local area to discuss any questions you may have. We are going to put you, said better than that, we are going to have you on our distribution list so you can receive all our educational, motivational, and inspirational material. If you choose not to be on it, please let us know. But when you phrase it like that, most people stay on the list, which is good. So the list goes out to the people, a welcome letter, and then about a week later, they get their phone calls from local people, and we have grown our affiliate, not as much as I thought we would, but we've got maybe 12 or 15 new active members from getting a free white cane. In fact, my favorite story is this past year, a young lady got a free white cane. She came from Ghana, Africa, to go to school here. Her cane broke, and she was researching NFB while in Africa. She knew who we were, and she thought it was too good to be true. It sounded too good, she said. So she got her free white cane, got it. A week later, Al calls her on the phone and discusses with her that there's a chapter in her area. She goes to the chapter meeting. In the meantime, I was talking to her on the phone. I said, you should apply for the national scholarship. Oh, I don't know if I'll win or not. I said, well, I don't know if you'll win or not either, or perhaps apply. So with encouragement from myself and others, she applied, and she is a national scholarship winner. Laura Torrey. So that all came about from a free white cane. And I love when they say, Mr. Ruffalo, what can I do to help this organization? I sit down. I got jobs for you. So she's got a couple jobs at our state convention. I know she'll do them well. She wants to give back. That's the key. How many know about the Slayton Stylist program that we have? Free Slayton Stylist.
Yeah.
Great. Super. So that's also funded through our PAC pledges. You can see there's a lot going on at our National Center, but it only can go on with our membership supporting it. Same thing here in your state of Illinois. Great ideas need great money. And the more you build the affiliate with members, the more possibilities you have to raise money. Lots of ideas out there. I used to give out, and I didn't bring it this year, and I apologize, but I do have a gift in my bag for you, Madam President, okay, to hand out to people. I usually bring out packages of M&Ms. And I give out M&Ms, small, don't get, I'm cheap, they're small, you know, whatever. But they're M&Ms. And I say to people, these are really, it's an NFB candy. They say, how's an NFB candy? M&M, money and members. Every time you eat an M&M, think about raising money and finding members. And I gave one time someone a thing of Scotch tape from the 3M company. I said, we're also Scotch tape people. I think how I word it, but 3M, money, membership, and motivation. So every time you need an M&M, think of how can we raise funds for our organization and where can we find our members. Member engagement is a huge program that we have. I'm going to ask a question, and I want you to think about it. You don't have to answer it, but just think about it. How many of us in this room found the Federation from someone asking us about or telling us about it, about maybe going to a chapter meeting, or you should get over to the state convention, or hey, here's a website to go on? I bet 90% of us found the Federation that way, and most of us found it from someone telling us about it. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So if that's true, here's where we're going with that. The Federation has given you a gift. And the gift that you have given the Federation is you. So with that in mind, if you are here today, and you are, you're here in spirit, I hope. Okay, good. So you're here today. It costs you money, your chapter, somebody, you got here and it costs money. You're taking time out of your weekend to be here, correct? Most of you missed the Cub game last night because you're at the Idol show. But you're here. You're here for a reason. I always ask a question for you to think about. Why are you here? Why would you spend your money and your time to come to a convention? Why are you here? Hopefully to teach and learn. So if someone asked you to be here and you're here, why are we keeping the Federation a secret? Why are we not telling everyone, blind and sighted alike, about the National Federation of the Blind? My challenge to you in this room, go back to your chapters, if each of us brought one person into our organization, we will double in size. We should be able to double our money. We should be able to double our problems. We should be able to double our solutions. Each one, bring one. This afternoon, you'll be hearing about legislation. Washington seminar, I'll give you the dates. Well, I know the dates are late June 30th to January 30th. Thank you. If you go in June, you'll be there all by yourself. January 30th to February 2nd. Now, talk about being positive. February 2nd is Groundhog Day. And I'm going to get an email out. If the congressmen see their shadow, we'll get our bills passed. So hopefully it's a nice sunny day and not like last year. It was a tough day getting down there. But we got there, did what we had to do. A lot of fun. So there are so many things happening on a national and local level. Mark Riccobono has said this so many times. This is our organization, not his, our. He is a member just like you. The most important title you have after your name, it's nice to be the president. I think, who said that? It's nice to be the king. That was Mel Brooks, one of his movies. But it's nice to be the president, absolutely. It's nice to be a chapter president, treasurer. But we all have something in common. Joe Ruffalo, member. Member. That's the most important title we can have. I'm not any better than anybody. I'm not any more intelligent than anybody. You can tell the way I'm up here. So that always gets a laugh from people. I don't know why, but it does. But we're here to help each other out. I do not have all the answers. Now, I told my wife I do, my kids, but they're not here today, so. But I do not have all the answers. You have answers too. That's how you learn, from sharing. So this afternoon, we're going to hear about some of the legislation that we are working on, the Time Act. It's about time we got rid of 14C. Yes. Now, on Newsline, how many people have Newsline? How many people love Newsline? How many people want to pay my mortgage? Oh, it didn't work. So this is a sharp, sharp group of people. It's the first convention that did not work. Usually I go, oh, good. Thank you. But Newsline is a, as you know, if everyone has it, and I don't need to go too much detail on it, but it's a tremendous program we've had since 1996, our 20th anniversary of Newsline. We keep expanding from ideas from our members. You know, there's more people out there that run Newsline at our National Center. So we need your ideas. We need what magazines you want on there, what are the content you want on there. And we've been trying to do what you guys want, because the more you guys say, the more we do, the more you guys, and that's what keeps it going. How many of you realize that there's a job search on Newsline? How many have used it? Let me tell you another quick story. You can tap me when I'm closing up here. I used to run a senior program, and someone at the commission said he knew all about Newsline, one of the VR counselors. And I said to him, since you're a VR counselor, how do your clients enjoy using the job search on Newsline? He goes, oh, is that something new? I said, no, it's about 7 years old. So I kind of caught him a little trap. I'll use Newsline all the time. Yeah, then you find out that they don't. That's fine. But it's water under the bridge. So we did, my Gerilyn Higgins, who I'll talk about her later on, was working with me. Gerilyn, do me a favor, go on Newsline and put a 20-mile radius of Verona, New Jersey. That's a pretty big area. It encompasses some of New York City, just a little bit. But she put in a 20-mile search of Verona. And I said, what job should I say? Put down customer service. And she put down customer service, 20-mile radius of Verona. Guess how many jobs popped up? Several is correct. 1,320 opportunities. Now, that's a very densely populated area, a lot of but maybe in this area, in a 20-mile radius, a 10-mile radius, you might get 90, 50, I don't know. So that's really been underused. Please spread the word about the job search program. They'll take your resume, they'll put it on a file, a job pops up that matches your resume, they'll email you about it. I mean, it's a pretty good deal. And guess what it cost you? Free. Free to you guys. But somebody has to pay for it. So there you go. Now, I just want you to know that President Maurer is working at the center. He gives his allegiance to this organization and to our new president. He's working on a lot of legal matters. As you know, that's one of our main purposes of who we are. And he's been working on a lot of legal things, going back and forth. And we have made great progress. We need a lot more progress to go. Just to backtrack, we'll talk about AIM. You heard the AIM, Accessible Informational Material in Higher Education. There's a great resolution that explains it all, and we'll do that. So, in summary, the National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we must raise our expectations, because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can live the life you want. Blindness does not hold us back. Together with love, hope, and determination, we transform dreams into reality, because there's ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Play it loud. Ain't no stopping us now. I feel the groove. Listen to these words. Listen about the negative people in this song.
There's been so many things that's held us down.
We're not going to be held down no more, are we?
But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
Keep going.
And where we'll end up,
one more minute.
I don't know.
I know where we're going, to the top. We're not going to settle for second best.
We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up.
Polishing up that braille skill, cane skill, confidence skill. We refuse to be held down anymore, no more. Nothing is in our way. Listen to what the NFB said. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Grab that cane, grab that dog, and get up and get out.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Make a difference. Let your voice be heard. Ain't no stopping us now. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the NFB, which means never felt better. Thank you.
Joe, thank you so much. I told you he's made an impact on our convention already. You know, you guys must not have been awake because you forgot to have me do one thing before Joe started. Thank you very much, Door Prize. Hey, Marco. Hello. Well, you need a microphone for Marco over there. Come on, Marco. He's on the other side. While we're doing that, Joe had something else that he would like to let us know about.
You know, at the bottom of my emails, I always say, we care, we share, we grow, we make a difference. And I have a pin here, Byron, since you did a great job with that. It's a blue ribbon like you would get at a state fair. And on it says NFBNJ. And it says on it, who we are, we make a difference. So blue ribbon for you, Byron. And I gave a bunch of blue ribbons to your state president. She'll give them out. Who she wants to give them out to? We did this a couple years ago at our convention. Every member got one in their packet. Actually, they got three. One for them to wear and two of them to bring back home to give to people in their lives that have made a difference in their lives. And one girl called me up a couple days later. She gave it to the crossing guard. The crossing guard was so thankful. She gave it to the janitor in her school. The crossing guard, listen to this one. It's this very quickly. Crossing guard asked her, you know, took the pin and where'd you get it from? And she told her where it came from. And that the last summer she volunteered in the Bell program. What's the Bell program? She told her about the Bell program. And this woman was very active in her church. A week later, they sent us $1,500 to support the Bell program.
Wow.
So that was a pretty good deal. I said to Michaela, take ribbons, give them everybody. Give ribbons to everybody. This one broke. I gotta give it a different one.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you, Joe. All right, Marco, are you ready?
Let me just look at my wallet for $1,500 here.
Byron's up here.
Good morning, and this first one is from the Illinois Association of Blind Merchants. $50
Yay!
Cash.
$50. $50?
$50
yes. Cash from the Illinois Association of Blind Merchants. We thank them in advance for the gifts that they have provided us for the door prizes. Go ahead, Marco.
Okay, and it's Jordan Connors.
Going once, going twice.
That was my alias.
He's not in the room. Draw again.
Drawing again. Brian Sumner? No.
Brian is not in the room.
Okay.
Is anybody here?
Yeah.
I love that line.
Hold on, pick that up. That's why I'm me.
Nancy Gardner.
All right. Nancy Gardner. Woo!
You got it? Did you get it? There it is.
I bet you're feeling better now, Nancy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.